Del dicho al hecho es un espacio para analizar y hablar de temas que despiertan nuestra curiosidad.
Y con el propósito de poder romper silencios, compartir, informar y adoptar prácticas que nos ayuden en nuestro día a día.
Hola, aquí de vuelta con ustedes, súper contentas. Hemos estado un poco perdidas, necesitamos un break las dos de nuestros trabajos, de grabar, de editar, de hacer post, de todo. La verdad es que estábamos agotadas. Y bueno, como siempre hemos dicho, está bien cogernos un break y nosotros lo cogimos. Pero estamos de regreso hoy súper contentas porque grabamos nuestro primer episodio en inglés y estamos grabando con una muchacha que es emprendedora en Turquía, imagínense. Así que bueno, aquí vamos y esperemos que les guste.
Hi everybody, so we're here today with Hatice Kulak, and Hatice, I met her through a network we have in common called Alpha. We're both a part of that, and we have, they pair us in random chats, if you want to be paired, of course, for random chats on every month, I think it is, So we paired and we spoke like a few months ago or a month ago, I believe. I was just like mind blown and totally excited when I spoke to her. I learned so much about about her and about being an entrepreneur in Turkey. So I definitely thought in that moment that I definitely wanted to bring her here to Del Dicho al Hecho to talk a little bit about her and share, and for her to share her experience with us. So hi Hatice, how are you? Thank you for joining us again. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, thank you for inviting me. Thank you.
You were born and raised in Turkey?
Yeah, Turkey.
That's beautiful.
Before we start, what is the Turkish woman, the idea of Turkish woman in your head before you met me?
Not much different. I mean, I think
it's one of the things that I had reading, like questions, the stereotype that we have, and it's all based on, we could say like, novelas, you know, like series in Netflix, and what do you see? And then
soap operas, right?
Our soap operas are really worldwide popular. Yeah. Which ones you watched? Did you watch any of them?
I have a friend that really has watched like every single one. mainly like about a lot of teachings of the Bible, I think. And I haven't really, I've watched El Clon, but I think that one's Brazilian.
Yeah, and what we can see on TV and movies, and they are always very not empowered women. They're always follow men. And their dresses, like they dress different every day. And I think it's one of the stereotypes that we have. And that's one of my questions, like what stereotypes and what myths are true and what are not from like the Middle East woman, and how to be an entrepreneur in that world, let's say.
First of all, the representative of Turkish women in the series are, in my belief, only represent 100% of Turkish women, and maybe that's not true for them. The very rich ones, and they're the very poor ones. You only see them, not the middle class.
Exactly.
We are not living really big houses with maids or something. Most of the rich people doesn't live like that. They change their dress every day. They wear evening gowns for lunch. That's not true. But the poor side is also not true. The poor lives in the live in country houses. We are not living like that. We are living in apartments most of the time. The poor you see in living with garden have something in their house. That's not true. But the relationship between them, it's most of the time it's true. They're basically love stories most of the time. The man is powerful. Most of the time, Turkey is a patriarchal country, and it's true. But it's a bit exaggerated.
Yeah. Well, I think you can see that, like, with Mexican soap operas, you know? Mexican soap operas are very popular, and it's the same, right? And it's the love story between the rich, very powerful man and the poor woman that lives in, like, by the sea in a little hut. And it's very exaggerated, of course, like you say. But yeah, that's also like how people get stereotypes, right?
Yeah, the same story again and again and again again and then again. Always the same story. The one side is poor, the one side is rich. Yeah. And sometimes they change, they become separable. They have a storyline where they have downs and they then ups, the same story. Also, they're all adapted from Korean TV shows. They're not original stories from us. Only we make it, we video it, we took it with really beautiful women, really handsome men, and really good places, and that scenario type. And the story is not original, it's from Korea, and but we make it good.
Yeah. So I think another stereotype maybe is like that the women aren't as free maybe as in our Latin American society or like in this side of the world. Is how true is that, or how true would that be?
It's somehow true and somehow not. There are some myths in Turkey, the female virginity is important in some parts of Turkey, but it's not universal anymore. It changes. Most of the Turkish women are free. They're doing whatever they want. But the society is our main problem. If you look at the laws, Turkey is really become ahead of the other countries. We had a female government before America, before USA. We had really good laws, actually. But the Turkish laws are mostly written to protect women. But when it comes to practice, sometimes it's not works well. We are free. I'm living with my boyfriend, but my family doesn't know that. We have been together for 5 years. We are living together for 5 years, but my family doesn't know that. My brother also lived his now wife, used to be girlfriend, together for 2 years. But my mother doesn't tell our neighbors or our relatives that to protect her dignity.
Yeah, well, I live with my boyfriend too, Nicole does too. And here on this side, it's almost like, I think it's maybe a little bit more open, but I would say a little. And I would say it really depends on the family. Because, for example, when I moved in with my boyfriend, my dad was like, oh, you're so smart doing that before you even think of getting married, you know? Because he's also been through divorces. but there are families, and I think my mom was a little bit more conservative, but a little, she understood. But there are families that are there like, no, like, that is not an option. So in that regard, I think it's almost the same, maybe a little bit more liberal here, but it's society.
It's changing day by day. It's getting better because we raised our kids right now, and they're gonna be free to live with their boyfriends. Some of the teens who are younger than us, they have more freedom than us. I'm 35, by the way.
Well, things have changed for the best.
Yeah, in that way, it's getting better. Mm-hmm. Also, Turkish people use social media really, really, really much, and it helps to raise our voice. It helps to people become more open-minded. Every day we hear a new voice. We support new people. We heard about sexual assault more because right now they don't afraid to become forward. They know someone will support them, someone will help them. The sisterhood in Turkey is getting more popular day by day. We support each other.
Yeah,
so you were telling me, for example, right now the government has changed a little bit, and it has been in a few ways it was becoming like a little bit more conservative than it was, like, for example, in what you can wear. Tell me a little bit about that.
Probably nearly 20 years we have the same government, and they are representing the conservative side of Turkey, and with their help the Turkish society is getting more and more conservative day by day. But it's in both sides. There's a sisterhood manifesto, and we get stronger day by day. But the more our voice is heard, the more events arise. The other side is trying to overthrow you in the same way. Their voice is getting this stronger day by day, and they have the government side with them. They've been on charge for 20 years, and the laws getting more and more conservative day by day. As you heard, the black and white photograph movement, it's for the Istanbul contract, which is the law who protects the women and children, the LGBT community, and they're trying to take off their sign from it, and we are against it. That movement starts because of that.
How is the LGBT community over there? Like, is it very hard, or like, because I imagine, like you say, with social media, it's a little bit easier, right? They get like more support. But is it really like legally or legal wise, how hard is it?
Legally it's hard, but socially, the main cities, the big cities, it's easy. In Istanbul, for example, it's easier being gay. They have more support in this side of the country. But if you go to south, it's not like that, and any governments, they don't get any government support. They don't recognize by government.
Yeah, same here.
But but they are getting stronger day by day.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same here. Like everybody is, like, you know, they can have a life, but legally they're not supported. They cannot have legal marriage, for example. I'm gonna say yet because I have hope that we can change that. But I think little by little, and I think, like, as you say, right, social media has really helped to raise awareness and has really helped like the society, like, support and feel, and then making feel or minorities or groups like this feel that support from everybody else, right? And feel supported and feel backed up and striving for change little by little.
And how's an entrepreneur like over there? Like, it's hard. The laws help you.
It's not as hard as you expected, actually. It's the same, like, it's the same as it's as hard as the at other side of the world. It's the same. Also, we had positive discrimination right now. They are supporting female founders. Before our talk, I look at the numbers. Percent of startups with female founders in Turkey is 16.9. It's 17. Okay. If you look at the world, it's 17.
Wow.
It's the same as the world.
So they're really trying to like make that change, really trying to motivate and encourage women entrepreneurs over there.
Yeah. Because the entrepreneurship ecosystem is more based on tech, more based on more educated people. Mm-hmm. The problem is not in the educated side, it's on the other side.
Yeah.
Or in more uneducated people, the housewives, it's the problem is on the other side. As I looked before, 35% of female woman is working in Turkey. It's not the half. Mm-hmm. Most of the countryside are still not working. They're at home being housewives. Mm-hmm. But their daughters and their granddaughters are changing that.
Yes.
It's getting better day by day.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of sexism or gender bias, for example, you tell us that the government or the society, they're trying to like also encourage women entrepreneurs, but being for example in a room with men in business, how is that?
If you look at the surface, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you met with someone not as open-minded as the others. I told you a story. We went meeting with my partner. I make the most of the talking and give the ideas and etc. And end of the meeting, he's turned to him and said, "Oh, you're very successful and you are very presentable."
Yeah.
Blows up my mind. I say, "What the fuck? I make the most of the talking. I'm working as hard as the other men." Sometimes some men just see you as just pretty figures. Mm-hmm. And that's sad because I work as hard as twice as hard as the men. But it's not very common.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, like I think here I was saying right when our talk, I think it's maybe a little bit more invisible, but it's there.
It's
definitely there. Like you need the support of another woman in the table to really pass something. And it's not that we don't have opportunity, because yes, we do, absolutely. And we can gain the respect of everybody, but I think gaining that respect is a little bit harder for a woman than for a man. And Latin America, our societies, sadly, are still very, how do you say, machistas? Misogynistic, like, and sexist.
Yeah.
And it's just the way it is. And it is changing little by little, but I think it really depends on, like, women supporting women and really validating our ideas, validating ourselves. That's something that has really helped. But it exists here too. It's a little bit more invisible, but it's there.
I think it's only a good, only a few parts are in the world, like Greenland, the Nordic countries, only they're good with this.
Yes.
In America and Europe, there's still a earning gap between men and women. It's the same in Turkey. There's a word for this, glass ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard it?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. We have this in here too. You see a lot of women in entry-level jobs, but a few at the manager positions.
Yeah, you see that here too.
I wanted to talk a little bit more about women collaboration. That's something that we've been talking with Vane about. I join a group that is all women, and we collaborate between us and like a sorority. And one of the things that we talk, it's about collaboration versus competition. I think it's how we call it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, competition.
Yeah. So sometimes what we see is that the same woman try to like, no, you're not enough, you're not good enough, or you're not, you know, like it's hard to, the competition between women, and we try to collaborate more. So I wanted to know like your position and how it is in Turkey, like collaboration between women. It is easy or, you know, like if it's easy or it's hard.
It's getting better day by day. As I mentioned before, there's a sisterhood movement in social media. The woman trying to help the other woman they're protecting the other woman. But it's not really well organized, I think. It's It's more personal. Me and my friend has some organization. We help each other, but it's not organized. It's not legally bonding. But there's some women organizations. They're trying to help the other woman. It's called Kader Woman. At work, I think still most of the women wants the work for men. They say it's more easier. But that is changing right now.
It's easier to follow than to lead.
Yeah. I don't know what's the root of this. But when you're getting older, you understand you only have support from female friends. They are the ones who always look for your back. Not your male friends, not your boyfriend, not your husband, not your family. We only have this sisterhood. We say you will never walk alone.
And how strong is feminism?
Getting better day by day. Its roots starts from the Ottoman culture. It's nearly 120 years or something, the roots of feminism, but it's getting better day by day.
Okay. Yeah.
About recommendations now.
We're at that part. I love Fleabag and Marvelous Miss Maisel. I love powerful woman movies, series and something. Marvelous Miss Maisel is...
It's great. I love Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Really, really. I love it. Everything about it is beautiful. And we have another Turkish series. It's called... Hayat Şarkısı, the song of life or something like that. Hayat Şarkısı. It's Turkish series. There's a woman, strong woman, who manages everything, who does something bad, but she's always good. It's different than any other Turkish series. You will watch it. I will type it.
Okay. Yes. Awesome. So what is one thing that you would like to like for us to like take away from this as being a woman entrepreneur in a different culture, and that has like maybe like, of course I imagine like so many challenges that you have faced as like many entrepreneurs that do, but like what is something that you would an advice or something that you would like everyone to take away from this?
I really don't know about that. I work hard, work smart, and start believing, start wanting something. It's my bias. Every time I start wanting something, it happens in 1 or 2 years, because I see the opportunities about that. And believe yourself, start wanting something, aim something, and that in one or two years or maybe more, maybe less, that will happen.
Like being confident.
You achieve that goal eventually. You see the opportunities about that goal.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's very good. Thank you, Hatice. Cool. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for being with us today again. And
a bit more like about the myth and what is true and what is not true. We should not follow or believe everything we see on TV.
Definitely.
Yeah. You should. We have the idea that we misrepresent Turkish people is misrepresented in media. That's true. Some people think we still ride camels. Everybody wears veils. We have exotic belly dancers everywhere. We eat exotic foods. That's not right. We are the same as maybe Americas, some part of America, some part of Europe. We are the same people. It's global.
Exactly.
Everything is global right now. We are not different than any other country. Also, Turkey is much safer than, probably much safer than many more liberal countries. But I do not recommend you to hitchhike. Mm-hmm. But you can visit everywhere. If you behave as any Turkish woman would behave, you will not be in danger. Turkey is not dangerous country. Turkey is very safe country if you behave as we behave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the things that I learned, that we are very similar. Everything is very similar.
Mm-hmm. Do you have like any are there any stereotypes for Latin American women over there?
We believe you are a bit curvy. You have good hips and you love dancing.
Thank you, Shakira. I'm gonna thank her for that, because that stereotype definitely sounds like it comes from her.
Yeah, Vergara.
Is it true or not?
We cool. love dancing. That is definitely true. We love dancing. I think like salsa and merengue, and that it's in our blood. We really like that. And in terms of curvy or not, I think it depends. It's the same as everybody, like a bit of everything.
Do you wear colorful clothes, bright colors?
Not all.
Not everybody. Yeah, not everybody. Like, I think most of my clothes are black. it is very, I think it is very like in the tropical side, like in the tropical countries, you do see a little bit more color, and maybe that's where it comes from, right?
Yeah, the Latin American society, like everything is brightful, everything is color, like the indigenous fabrics are colorful. So I think that's one of the things that represent us, but we don't dress like that. I am wearing white.
Maybe we should more and more women like that, because we see we are not different than the other. We are all the same. We all have the same problems, as I see.
Definitely. And like before our talk, I thought like, wow, like a woman in Turkey, maybe she's very oppressed or something like that. And you have definitely shown me that you're not oppressed. You're a woman, you're an entrepreneur, you have, you know, chased your dreams. And maybe that there has been that in history, but that it has changed. Yeah. And it really, like you said, like it has shown us that we are very similar, because for example, the same, like some of the challenges that you have faced with some maybe men over there are some things that we have, like we have faced here too. Like we haven't had the challenge accepted, but there's a lot of, from where I am in Bolivia, the feminicides is like it's skyrocketing every day. They like kill so many women. It's everywhere, right? And it's everywhere. It's not necessarily there that in I don't know, in that culture, all at the other side of the world, there's more violence towards women. No, I think it's a global issue, and we can see it really everywhere. And it's so important to learn from each other and to really like to support each other, to know why we are posting a picture in black and white, and to learn the story behind it, and to really to really be curious, I think, about the other side. And
I remember something before that black and white movement. Turkish woman did something amazing, I think. We changed the world's woman to man with stereotypes. We tweeted like that, and it was amazing. I write, of course, my husband can work, but he has to ask for me, and he has to make my meal when I come home, and something like that. That was amazing. That was so eye-opening. All the phrases, all the words about women, all the stereotypes, we change it with men, and it was really amazing and eye-opening. I will send you the article about that. I love it. I think it's better than black and, in my opinion, it was better than white, black and white movement. It was amazing. At the same time, it's funny and sad.
But I think you can see more of a context in it, because I think, for example, with the black and white picture, it got lost, the message got lost, and at the end nobody knew like why they were like, or very people knew like why.
A few people did it, the knowing why they did it, really a few people, but we can't blame it. It's still something.
It is. It definitely is. And it definitely has. I think it in the end, it did raise a lot of awareness. I didn't know that was happening in Turkey. So it did help me learn a lot about that. Like I say, I really think it's happening all over. And really, it is eye-opening to see that we can't let it happen in Turkey. We have to fight for that. We globally have to fight so that it doesn't happen anywhere, right? And support each other, like we were saying. Like sorority and global sorority is super important.
Viva la sisterhood.
Yes. Thank you so much, Hades. It really was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for sitting.
Thank you for inviting me.
Bye. Gracias por escucharnos una vez más y nos vemos.